will be looking to get off to a flying start here. Who is going to come out on top? You've had a bet with Coral this afternoon. Best of luck with you on that one. Full match commentary on the way on DAB. It's Mark Wilson, Neil Redfern and Andrew Stats Dalton.
The opportunity.
It's like a short corner. It's about 10 yards away from the corner flag. It's on this near touchline side. It's going to be whipped in. Wednesday complaining to the referee before the ball's even been kicked. Now it comes in near post, flicked on and behind for a goal kick.
Chance, probably nearest we've come to a goal.
To Berardi on the right boot, puts a good ball in for Wood. He must score, and Chris Wood scores again for Leeds. 23 of the season, Berardi put it in, Wednesday caught out of the back, and Chris Wood is the man for Leeds. They lead by a goal to nil.
Yeah, great ball in by Gaetano Berardi. And I thought Ducari were going to put it in, actually, and to be fair to Big Sully, Ducari takes his time, links up with Berardi. It's a great ball in, but you've got to look at Chris Wood's first touch, which is immaculate. It's not an easy ball to control, bounces just in front of him. His first touch is fantastic, and it sets him right in front of goal. There's only one outcome from there on him.
Play their way forward, and that is half-time at Elland Road. Big cheer goes round from the home fans. Over 35,000 inside this afternoon at Elland Road. And it's Leeds who go into the break in front on the scoreboard. Very even in terms of the play. But the one man for Leeds that does know where the back of the net is Chris Wood. He was fouled from Berardi's right-footed cross from the left-hand side. Wood's touch left him 6 yards out. He pokes the ball past Westwood to score. Wednesday at the other end have had chances, but yet really to test Green other than a couple of crosses into the box. And I think at half-time, Gary Monk will be pretty happy that his side are in front. Comes down the sideline, draws defenders to him, nutmegs McManaman, then dinks it down the line. Here's O'Kane. Oh, is that a penalty? No, says Mike Jones. Surely he's gone through the back of him there, hasn't he?
Well, that looked like a penalty to me. It's just, you know, you can't tackle through players. That's the thing. That's the ruling.
I think he's gone through the back of him. O'Kane is furious.
He's right in front of the linesman as well.
Ball going to be whipped in on this near side towards the far post. Forestieri's peeled off. Can he head it back into the mix? He can. Now that's a penalty. Hutchinson has been brought down and Dakara's given away the penalty and he's booked for his trouble. Oh, I'm not... Well, he did have hold of it. He did have hold of him, Stats, but it's a soft one, especially when you look at the one he didn't give at the other end.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a penalty, you know.
And Rob Green walks out to the 6 yard line. Mike Jones tells him to get back on the line. Here's Rhodes then to level it up in front of the cop. Can Rob Green save his side? Here comes Rhodes. He saved it off the post. Shot comes in and it's behind. What a save from Rob Green.
Fantastic save. What a fantastic save. Too obvious with a penalty, Rhodes.
Jones has a look at his watch and that's it. Leeds United have beaten Sheffield Wednesday. They've done the double. Chris Wood's goal, the difference. And is this going to be a pivotal result in the playoff race? Because he's advantage Leeds United now. They go 3 points in front of their South Yorkshire rivals. Pontus Janssen's going berserk on the far side. Neil Redfern, what did you make of that one?
And this is a great result against Sheffield Wednesday today.
Great result, Stats, and a huge 3 points.
You can't underestimate the importance of this result this afternoon. They've gone 3 clear of Sheffield Wednesday. Yes, they rode the luck. Rob Green, magnificent penalty save to keep it at 1-0. But I thought as a team, they defended magnificently.